This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Some calls rearing to go already, so we're going to get right to you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Text Todd, it's 701-226-8503. Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And somebody just sent a note on email, said, I've been waiting for you to accept my friend request on Facebook so I can message you for a long time. You don't have to be a friend of someone to message them, do you? Don't believe you do, number one.
It depends on how you have your settings.
To make sure mine are okay. Because anybody can message me. That's just fine. You can also follow me. I have 5,000 friends, so I can't. I'm maxed out. Facebook says no more. So you got to do the follow thing.
So popular.
Or go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You can go to whatsonyourmindradio. Facebook.
Yeah.
We get those all the time.
Go to mine. I get less than half as many as Scott because I'm in my place.
But I'm not being rude is why I'm bringing that up. I love having friends, and you can message me, so please do. And if that's wrong, I'll make sure I change that. Kevin Piper and his team at Piper's Auction are getting set for one busy March. My gosh, have they got some auctions coming up here that are just incredible. 2016 machinery auctions following, what I got, John Deere tractors. 2014 9560 RT with like 795 hours on it. 2013 6190R with a loader, 325 hours. A 2015 9620R four-wheel drive, about 57 hours on that. And a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. So Pipers.com has a listing on all these, but they've got a number of auctions coming up here. You want to get that on your radar. Some new equipment, newer equipment is just really pretty incredible. So check it out. Harvest equipment, combines, the brand names. Got some John Deere headers, four of the John Deere headers that are new, and a lot more. Pipers.com, that's the place to go. Check it out, and make sure you tell them Scott and Todd sent you. What's on your mind? Get back to the phones here, and we can talk about anything you'd like to talk about. Some folks last hour were waiting to talk about the presidential election and said, oh, you're talking about the voter ID, so I'll go. It doesn't work like that. With voter ID, we got a question on the gun laws here. Presidential race is what somebody else wanted to talk about. There had been some buzz that Marco Rubio was dropping out. He was pretty forceful about that last night in one of the town halls Fox News did. He was on with Megyn Kelly. By the way, new Fox News poll in Florida has Donald Trump with a 23-point lead over Rubio. Trump, 43, Rubio, 20, Cruz, 16, Kasich, 10. And, of course, all of Rubio's eggs are in that basket. What do you say about that, anyway?
I have never discussed dropping out with anyone on my team or anyone on the planet Earth. It is not going, or anyone on any planet for that matter. I am not dropping out of this race. Yeah. We're going to be in this race. We're going to fight this thing through Tuesday. We're going to win Florida, and we're going to go on.
He's just decided that's the plan. Damn the polls or anything else. And it's, today's Thursday, Tuesday. If he's saying he's not dropping out, I don't see him dropping out before Florida at all. On the other hand, if he puts all his eggs in that basket and doesn't win Florida, then he's done, right? I am of the opinion that the only path, logically, to the presidential nomination belongs to Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. And probably 80-20 it goes to Trump, unless it's a two-person race. And so right now, Mr. Rubio, Mr. Kasich are preventing that. That's where we're at in this race right now. But love your take if it's different than mine. All right, let's get to it here. Chris in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Just a couple comments. You can't go buy a pack of cigarettes without an ID. You can't go into a bar without an ID. So obviously the liberals just want to steal elections because that's the only way they can win. If they put a candidate up that everybody wants to vote for, it'd be a no-brainer.
Am I right or wrong? Hey, Chris, I agree with you. Don't go anywhere. I want you to hear a call that just came in during the break about someone that's actually worked at the polls prior to the voter ID law and some examples of what they saw. Just hang on, Chris. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
This is Ron in Bismarck, and on the voter ID concept, I work the voting booths, and what we were witnessing was people coming in with absolutely no ID, no nothing, saying, my name is Mary Smith, I'm at 110 Main Street, thank you, she would vote. She'd walk out. There were 6,717 of those in 2012, and the Democrat senator candidate won the position for the U.S. Senate in the most vile election we've ever seen by only 3,200 votes. That's when the legislature then said, we can't track those things down. Let's make it where they have to have ID and get rid of this look-like perceived problem. So, and people were warned. People were, I think the state spent $2.3 million letting people know what they have to do to have a proper ID. So we're the ones who did it to ourselves, and it can be overturned next legislature, but not bickered and fought over now. So that's my concept. Bye-bye.
All right, appreciate the question. Isn't that something, Chris? I mean, that tells you, you know, after hearing that, is there any possible argument against the law as it exists?
No, because so it boils down to, if the Republicans were stealing elections, there would be a law instantly passed. If the Republicans are doing the same exact thing that they're doing now, they would be jumping up and down. The media would be all over this, and that law would be passed within days. So, you know, it boils down to that the only way the liberals can win is to steal an election, cheat, lie, steal, whatever it may be. And proof of it is, look at Bernie Sanders. He thinks he wins these states, and then they got the superdelegates that go directly to Hillary. He hasn't even got a chance.
Great points, Chris. Thanks for the call. Larry in Montana, thanks. So, by the way, let's end with my comments on that call where I began. The only reason you advocate for a change is that you want things like what happened with Heidi Heitkamp's win over Rick Berg to happen again. It's not about, oh, these poor people that can't vote, they should be able to vote. Again, Secretary of State, anybody says, hey, I can't, I need an ID, I can't afford it, they'll give it to them. Follow the instructions online, easy. Students can change their address. This is a political game. Larry in Montana, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning. So, okay, try to start just. We got to go back to everything going on here. Okay, my father was retired 20 years ago, gave me his books, Project Blue Book. They're called Industrial College of Armed Forces National Security Management. This is a general's college. Okay, Obama is in his speech to the nation said right away after World War II we started a national system. What he meant to say, we started a secret system, which is called the One World Order. Now, Obama also said, you didn't build that. Well, who he's talking to ain't you and me. He's talking to these billionaires. That's how they get rich. And that ties to Trump. You don't build buildings around the world without paying off a few politicians. He says he donates. No, he's buying politicians to build buildings all over.
Now, who's your, thing I want to say, who's your candidate, Larry?
Strongest one, because I know what's going on. See, the world order knows how mad people are. They ain't give. If you've listened to Joe Biden, he said, "We're don't give up." This is on a speech too. Don't give up. We're so close. Well, he's talking to the world order. Strongest one is Cruz. If I may talk about abortion as a general through the General's College, let's look at this abortion in real terms. These babies aren't babies. These are United States citizens. Now, you look at these, and we've killed 60 million abortions. Now, take that by three generations. You're up to 460 million Americans, not babies. These are Americans. Each one of them babies would have had two children. Take that by three generations. You're at 460 million people. Now, let's go to immigration. We're 460 million Americans short. 100 million illegal immigrants don't even fill the coffer. You see what's going on here? Now, they're taking down America without firing a shot within us. but we don't tie these clues together. If you look at it like
this. Well, there are plenty of examples in history where that's been warned about, Larry. I appreciate your call and your passion on the issue. Thank you very much. Ronald Reagan said it well. And by the way, flags for his beloved Nancy will fly at half staff tomorrow in the state of North Dakota, thanks to Governor Dalrymple's order today. And I hope it wakes a lot of people up about freedom. I really do. It's a good reminder of the leadership we had there. But Ronald Reagan said famously, I can't say it's my favorite because I like so many things he said, but freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. That ought to give you chills. Ed in Scranton, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good, sir.
How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm here down here in South Scranton, calving cows.
You're calving cows?
Cows and heifers. You better believe it. Thanks.
Oh, but can we switch places, Ed? Would you come do the show? And I'll go calving
cows? No. I've been a Vietnam veteran. What? And I know all about freedom.
You do a little something about freedom. Ed, you also deserve more time on the radio, so don't go away. Sit right there. We have a short little break here, and we'll pick up the conversation in just a couple minutes.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest, OSHA Area Director Eric Brooks, and his thoughts on North Dakota's workplace fatality statistics.
Well, the most recent year that I have stats for, and the stats are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was, in the year 2012, there were 64. In 2013, there were 56. And in 2014, it actually dropped down to 38. Now, while that might be encouraging because that number is decreasing, as long as it remains above zero, then it's too many. And there are some that may say zero is unachievable, but I believe that's utter nonsense. Because if I have to accept that zero is unachievable, then I have to accept that the cost of providing for one's family in this great nation is a worker's life. And I'm never going to be on board with that. Every one of us can do better.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890. Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about My Pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to My Pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For a secure energy future, online at secureenergyfuture.org is my go-to resource to find out about the EPA and the Clean Power Plan. Why do I torture myself? Tell you what, folks, you got to stay in front of this one. Those bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are very crafty about the ways they are trying to increase your power bill. So they're taking out affordable energy. They get their way. Thankfully, the courts are now involved, but we're not done yet. There's always something behind the corner. And it's not just the affordability, it's the reliability you need to worry about, too. And this website does a very good job of doing that. If you go, you get a pop-up right away that allows you to let the EPA know what you think about it. There's ways to let your elected leaders know that you're paying attention. It's a good way to just keep them honest about this and paying attention. SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. 800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline. Questions are up on Facebook here. Colorado's proven what a horrible idea legalized marijuana is, but guess what? Some folks think in North Dakota would be a pretty good idea, so they gathered the signatures. It'll be on the ballot. I believe defeated 70-30, given the examples of what a nightmare it is. A lot of commentary about that, though, at our website, so check it out and weigh in on that on the Facebook page as well. Also have a question about the voter ID law that we're talking about here, and also, who's right? The current law, you know, and different variations of what should be changed about the law when it comes to convicted felons getting their gun rights back after they've completed their crime. Blair Thorson, a state representative from Fargo, is saying, hey, if it's a violent crime, they shouldn't get it back. Todd Porter, a Republican from Mandan, saying, wait a minute, they should always have a right to petition and a process. Whose side are you on? Weigh in on that on Facebook or call us at 800-228-0550. Ed in Scranton is back with us. So, Ed, what's on your mind, my man?
Well, I'll tell you, Scott, I was often wondering why doesn't North Dakota have legislation every year?
You know, I mean, it's been discussed before. It's been brought up, but really it goes nowhere. And I believe they feel like they can do it every other year. I would guess that the majority of folks who would have a say on this today would say the every other year for 80 days keeps it a true citizen legislature where people can have a job and, you know, something they do and go to Bismarck every other year. And then they obviously go to committee meetings and other things all year long, all the time. But I think it's because they want it to be a citizen legislature, honestly. But Ed, I've seen how hard they work, and I've seen how it just sort of, I mean, it consumes you over those 80 days. So I've often wondered the same question, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I live in South Dakota. I'm a resident, but I have land in North Dakota and everything else like that. And I asked some of our senators down in this area down here. I said, why don't you? Well, we call it special legislation. I said, aren't you legislating that time then? Oh, yeah. Then I asked him, I said, do you get paid every year? Yes. How much? Hopefully we struggle a little bit, just about $500. Well, crying out loud, they could be in Bismarck legislating and doing that instead of having the governor wear it. In South Dakota, we've had legislation every year, and they're a powerful state. I'll guarantee you. Same way with your in North Dakota. I said, so how come you only got three commissioners? Well, I don't know. This taxation representation, 2-3 years ago, they had five commissioners. Isn't that right?
Commissioners of what?
Commissioners of your county.
Well, I think it depends county by county. Everybody does it, you know, a little bit differently.
Well, South Dakota, we've got every county. We don't even have what do you call it? We're taxed. Tech won't have it nowadays. You understand that. And I don't believe Obama, and I listened to Democrats last night. I agree with some of them, but I don't agree with a lot of them.
Okay,
that's free.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you calling, Ed, and sharing your opinion. And, you know, it's something that hasn't come up for a while. We'll see if any others agree with you. And meanwhile, you're ready.
Like that down there. And hey, I have this land house here, and our taxes went up double in the last 3 years. Why? These politicians don't know where the money comes from. Don't fall out of trees. Thank you very much.
Sometimes
you ask somebody what the three basic things of life are and where it comes from. Food, water, and shelter, and it comes off agriculture. I've done that all my 78 years of life, and I'll tell you what, these people are going to starve to death. You look what's happening in Korea right now. That's where I was stationed during Vietnam. And I'll tell you, that guy up there that's shooting his nose off, they're dangerous. Thank you very much, Scott, for talking with you.
Last question, Ed. Would you switch places? You can be a talk show host for a day, and I'll come out there and...
No. I tell you what, I'm kind of a radical guy, as you know us right now, but, you know, I... No.
Didn't sound too radical to me.
I got six sons, and five of them are in, and we got quite an operation down here.
All right. They're taking care of things. All right. You don't need any extra help. All right. I tried. Ed, I appreciate the call, and you're not a, what'd you call yourself, a radical? You're not a radical. Dan and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Great show. I have not been able to listen for a while, so I don't know if you've covered this topic again, but a few weeks ago you had Trent Luce on, and Trent Luce was claiming that the death that happened up there where those people were occupying a government building, the way he described that event where the man was killed, his name was LaVoy something, I don't recall.
Yeah,
his last name. Yeah.
Yep.
That man was, according to Trent Luce, the way he told the story, it was an execution by the police, that the man was just an innocent, sweet little guy. And I sent you a couple of emails on this. I'm disappointed that you didn't respond. But in light of your support for the law enforcement officer in Fargo that was killed, now there's a review of what happened there in this roadblock where this man, the boy,
and there's actually two FBI agents that are under a federal review right now for wrongdoing, and they were two individuals that fired at him from the back, I believe. So last I heard,
was there a review of that, Scott? Are you aware of the review?
Well, I actually came up yesterday on the program with Kevin Kramer because somebody had sent a note in about it, and there was a review that was done in Oregon. And they determined that two FBI agents had erred. And I think they lied. I think that's what it was. They said they didn't fire when they did. There was something that caused some significant issues. But the feds are investigating it right now. So
yeah, I think the review was. Did you see the footage from the helicopter?
I'm trying to remember if that was the helicopter that I saw. I saw the actual scene and the shooting.
Yeah, the actual footage. Okay, the man runs the roadblock. He gets out of the vehicle, he does have his arms up, and then he goes for his waistband. When it was all said and done, he did have a gun in his waistband. And I can tell you, a law enforcement officer's first job is to go home to his family at the end of the day.
Of course, absolutely.
So when they say
Let me finish, Scott.
So the review said that the law enforcement told him to get down and to stay down, and he went for his waistband where there was a gun. So I was just wondering, in the light of all of this, have you changed your attitude on this, or is it still that the law enforcement officers executed this man?
Well, I never said the law enforcement officers executed the man.
But that was the application.
I had Trent Luce on to give his opinion. I had somebody on that had a different opinion. I think law enforcement went way too far in that whole situation. Way too far. I think other things could have been done to prevent that, and it's unfortunate. I do not blame law enforcement when they are in that situation, and they found a gun on Mr. Finnick. So, whether he was reaching for it or not, I guess is to be debated. Hang on, Dan. I want to get your find out what email, because I don't have any email from you that I know of. So.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with print newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com, and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors here on the program, because they sell the best sprayer you can find. Ladies and gentlemen, they have some 2016s in right now at High Plains Apache. They have some 2015s in, some very good deals there, good financing as well. And they also have some used ones. So there's a lot of reasons to head to High Plains Apache, talk with the folks about one of those sprayers, the one with the best warranty in the biz, 5-year standard warranty. The fuel efficiency, second to none. No other sprayer provides that kind of fuel efficiency that the Apache does. The lightest footprint in the industry, you hear about that a lot. Less compaction on your ground. And with that mechanical drive system, you get a more rugged machine and makes the Apache sprayer easier to maintain. What's not to love? And then for parts, they've got them, not only for Apache, but any sprayer. Anything you need in the ag application world, they have it at High Plains Apache. See him in Mandan or Frontier, south of Fargo. All right. The only email I could find from a Daniel, not a Dan, is way back in January, and I read it on the air, according to my note here. Specifically critical, saying it was unfair of Trent Luce to chastise law enforcement like that. In fact, I think I used it on the air Trent even, to explain it. But, you know, we can't answer every email we get, just being realistic about it here, folks. But we do try and at least, you know, acknowledge, hey, we got it, or thanks, you know, keep listening, or whatever. So studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, 855-200-1776, extension 1. You just call it, leave a message. That simple. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Love that. Okay, Joe is on. There we go. Perfect. So this is a fellow we've been trying to chat with actually for some time, and I've had breaking news a couple of days that kept us postponing it. So Joe Chang is a math teacher at Four Winds High School, Fort Totten. He's a nominee for the North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction. How are you doing there, Joe?
Just fine. Thank you for finally connecting here. This is wonderful.
Yeah, it's not easy because you're teaching, right? So you've got to pick either a break time or a day off or whatever, right?
It is true. Right now I'm on my planning period, and I have a few students in another class that are wandering around my truck.
All right. Now, first thing I want to deal with is something I heard secondhand. I didn't see it. I haven't heard it. But I've had a number of people tell me, this Joe guy is so mean when he comes to these district conventions. And I said, well, what do you mean? Somebody had heard that you were going to be on. They said, do you know how mean he is? You need to ask him about this. So I said, well, give me an example. And they said that you hold up a piece of paper that is blank and say that is Kirsten Baszler's accomplishments and that she's right there. Do you do that, Joe?
I have not done that, but well, you're close.
But close. What do you mean?
All right. What it is that in 2008, the President's Council on Math and Science reported that math education was broken, especially fractions. And since then, DPI has done nothing to fix it. And the way I have often expressed that is, let's go over the list of what DPI has done. And then I'm just quiet for 2 or 3 seconds. And then I say, all right, now let me explain what I've done. I came up with a fix for math education, and I applied it in my classroom, and I ended up with a 95% overall pass rate with 100% of special ed students for 4 years. And that is not a blank piece of paper, but it is silent.
So I think what people are saying is, you know, would you do that with one student versus another in a classroom? Yeah, you're doing that with someone. Is that necessary? Is it just, so you know, it's ruffled people a little bit. It's ruffled feathers to say that's rude and mean and other such, you know, labels.
Well, I can appreciate their saying that, and I'm sorry that they feel that way, but it's the honest evaluation of what DPI has actually done since 2008 in order to fix math education.
In order to what? Sorry, you broke up there on me.
Oh, in order to fix math education.
To fix math education, yeah.
Yeah, because nothing has been done. Math education has been broken for almost 60 years.
Okay, so let me ask you something, just in general as a theory. The reason I dislike Common Core is because I think it assumes that groupthink is better than what an individual math teacher and or school district would teach to a student to make them better, to understand their own students, their own situation better. So what you just described sounds like, you know, the Common Core version of, hey, you know, we know better. Are you saying the locals? I mean,
well,
in other words, you're putting the blame on her. Why doesn't it go district by district?
I didn't say it was her. I just said DPI, because it goes back before the superintendent. But on the other hand, she has done nothing to fix it either. And so that's where the problem lies. And now, you know, what you're asking could easily get into a lot of math speak, which a lot of people may or may not be able to understand. And you mentioned Common Core. Common Core is not real. It is misunderstood by a lot of people. It's not one problem. It's actually three different things. You've got the Common Core standard, the Common Core testing, and the Common Core curriculum or textbook, and they're each different. Let me give you an example of what I mean. 1 + 1 = 2. That's a standard. I don't have a real big problem with that. Then you have the test. Well, the test could be something like, Mary has a father named John, and Mary has a father named Bill. How many fathers does Mary have? Well, you've got a little bit of an agenda tied in with that. Then you could end up with textbook material, and you could be having something like, Mary is with her boyfriend, Bobby, and she's with her boyfriend, Billy. And I'm not going to go any farther with that. But the sad thing is that explanations and problems of that time end up in your second, sixth, fifth grade textbook.
Right.
And they're presented to these kids. Well, I don't have a real big problem with 1 + 1 = 2. But as far as the testing and the curriculum goes, you can take that, toss it on a bonfire.
We're chatting with I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Joe, so I don't know if you can move your phone just a little bit or if we just don't have the best cell signal.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to step outside my car. How's that?
Yeah, you're not breaking up, but it just is kind of like I'm not hearing it all that well. So anyway, so give me your top three fixes for what you've just described and what you described in any one of these things. The things that you think are the most offensive that need to be fixed, what are they? What would you do?
Well, first you have to identify the problem. And the problem is like an onion ring. I mean, it's like peeling an onion. every time you take off one layer, you've got another layer underneath of it, which makes it a complicated answer to what seems to be a very simple question. The first and outermost problem is the fact that funding goes to schools that have the worst pass rate. Let me give you a specific example. My prior school, not my current one, my prior school, the administrators told me absolutely, and I quote, under no circumstances are you to fix math education at our school. I felt that was quite a compliment because of the fact that they were suggesting that they knew I could fix it, and I could. And they didn't want it. The reason? They were trying to get a $250,000 a year grant for having very, very low pass rate. And the superintendent gave it to them. That is a problem because the administrators don't want good pass rates because they get extra funding to fix the problem. And if they fix the problem, the funding is withheld. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that all we have to do is get failing students and we get more money. And so that's the most outer problem there is. Then you have internal, in language arts, you've got the problem where the kids can't read or write. Well, the part of the reason is if the teachers teach in a way that would get them good pass rate, the administrators don't want that. And so they insist that some program be introduced. Now, there's a whole lot of them out there that do not necessarily teach in a way that would get good pass rate. But because they are approved by DPI, these programs are put in place and the teachers are told that they have to use these programs. The result? We have kids who can't read and write. Same thing with math. We have math programs that are approved by DPI, and they don't actually address the root problem, and in some cases actually teach the students in bad methods. They aren't even, in many cases, mathematically correct. And then when the students get to higher math, they're totally unable to do the work. A specific example would be fraction. I will give you an example, pardon me for getting into technical math here, but if you need to find a common denominator, for example, denominators 2 and 3, they're taught to use multiples, 2, 4, 6, 8, and then 3, 8, 9, 12, and you find that the first one you come to is 6. Well, that's all fine and good at that level. But then if you go to higher math and you have 2A and 3B, your multiples are 4A, 6A, 8A, 10A, 3B, 6B, 9B, and you cannot find any common denominator. So what they are teaching cannot be used in higher math. This creates a problem.
Creates a problem when they're taking higher math. Yeah, very, very interesting. By the way, I was learning something there, so I appreciated the math lesson there. Don't apologize for doing it. I can use all I can get. All right, only half a minute left. Give me your elevator pitch that you're giving everybody else. By the way, you're looking for the Republican nomination, independent, the teachers union, everybody, right?
That is correct. And my elevator pitch is education is broken. Both of the skin compound fracture broken. And everything we've been doing are banding.
This is not a sprain. And by the way, I don't disagree with a lot of that. I don't think you can look at, what the colleges are getting in the way of proficiency and say it's not broken. The question is how to fix it.
Absolutely.
What's the best way to fix it? And I appreciate a discussion and robust one on that. Joe, thanks for the time. Appreciate you joining us.
We
want to
know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
I am a proud owner of a Hot Springs Spa, and I'm with Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and online at fargohotspring.com. I really, really like that hot tub. But I have to tell you, in the wintertime, I love it. What is it with the winter and hot tubs? It's so incredible.
Oh, a lot of different avenues, Scout. One of the things with a hot tub, it improves your circulation, which we know in cold water, your hands are cold, fingers cold, it's poor circulation, so it improves that. It transfers heat in the body 25 times faster than standing in air. So you're not going to crank up the thermostat and get warm quickly. Just get in the hot tub. You'll warm up just like that. And we know this when you sit in warm water, your body comes to life. And then there's just the overall, you know, getting out of the house, getting to the backyard in your swimming trunks in the middle of January. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And until you've lived that, you don't know. But, you know.
It's refreshing.
It's awesome. And again, it's the reboot button. Think about it. It's cold out. It's depressing out. The hot tub will change everything. You're better physically below the water, you're better emotionally beyond the water, and you're better mentally above the water. All good things happen.
That's for sure. Thanks, Vince. FargoHotspring.com or stop and see him. South Washington, Grand Forks in front of Kmart, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, next to Spitfire, West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
These college students are getting an ID card and are able to vote in North Dakota. Are they also, what's to stop them from getting an absentee ballot from their home state and voting in both states?
About that caller talking about the voter IDs, how would he like it if I went to his polling place, told them I was him, they let me vote without an ID, and then when he shows up, they say, nope, you can't vote twice. I would think an ID would be a good idea. Have a good day.
Again, that's what happened. We know that's happened. So that was the primary motivation behind the change to bring about thing. If I wanted to, you know, mock some of these excuses, I'd be reading this and giving you their names, and it's kind of embarrassing. Thanks to Joe Chang, by the way, math teacher at Four Winds High School in Fort Totten, nominee for North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction. Yeah, I think he First of all, to me, a math teacher that says, I want to be a candidate for public instruction is motivated by wanting to make it better, right? And obviously, some of the complaints that suggest maybe he should be a little more tactful in it, I don't think people are going to lose any sleep over that are outside of the political circles. But set that aside. It's you know, I like that. Kirsten Baszler's a teacher and a school board member at one point and says, I'm going to run for this. We ought to applaud that. You know, and if the ultimate quest is to make education better, just be open-minded on what anybody has to suggest and let these discussions happen. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. If you're a landowner, you really ought to consider joining the Northwest Landowners Association. I mean, the cost is very small. The benefit is big. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They want a seat at the table. They want to protect the land. And if you're a member of the Northwest Landowners, you have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. They have a representative at the legislature at all the proceedings. And so you're in the know with printed newsletters and email updates. And you own land in North Dakota. And help yourself by joining the Northwest Landowners Association. Go to NWLandowners.com for Northwest. NWLandowners.com is their website. Bob in Jamestown is waiting to weigh in here. Good morning, Bob. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to give my opinion on the voter ID law, and I'm glad we have it, and I hope we, the legislators, will always keep it. Two things. When Obama sent his acorn people out, when he ran for president, they went to many college campuses, and my daughter was a student at UND. And the people from Acorn told these kids, 30-day residency in North Dakota, you can vote here, but remember to write back to your county auditors in the states of Wisconsin or Illinois or wherever you're from and get yourself an absentee ballot. You can vote for Obama twice. And so I did call Secretary of State's office and talk to an attorney up there in that office by the name of Jim, and they were already aware of it. And the second thing I want to say why we need to keep this bill is if you remember the story, a lady by the name of Burleson, I believe was her last name. You can Google it online. She was from Ohio, and she got thrown in jail in Ohio because she voted for Obama seven times. But then President Obama made Eric Holder, who was the AG at that time for the Department of Justice, release her after 8 months in jail. And then local unions and the Reverend Al Sharpton and others, they threw a party for her, praising her for cheating. So we definitely need to keep this law.
The cheating party. Yeah, I'm with you. We got to keep the law. And here's the deal. The law is not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. It's a way to agitate. It's a way to recruit. Oh, those evil Republicans want to suppress the vote. You know, it's just sort of a mantra for Democrats. It really isn't. There isn't anything factual that makes any sense in this at all. Appreciate the call. A texter actually wanted to know if it was B-Mobile as in the letter B or B as in the word B.
Right, and it's B-E-M-O-I-B.
It is.
Or M-O-B-I. But it's one E.
So bmobile.com is B, like boy, E like Edward, and then mobile.
Right.
To be or to not to be.
Good to make the distinction that way, then we get everybody spelling it right.
Yeah. Why does voter ID even matter, says another texter. Popular vote doesn't make a difference as long as we use the electoral college system. This is what I was taught anyway. You still want your vote to count, right? I mean, why voter ID matters, in my mind, is the integrity of the vote. Let's see here. Dimitri says, hey there, guys, just a real quick statement on the ID issue. I work as a bouncer on the weekend. State law states that in order to enter a bar, you must have an ID, whether it be state ID or driver's license. So, yes, the ID is needed for everything. There really is no issue with getting an ID to vote unless you are there to upset the balance, not to mention, what about having an ID so we know that the dead are not voting, like they tend to do in the Chicago area, not to mention you are illegal to the country. All right, good points. Appreciate it. Another texter. The previous caller was playing loose with the facts, and the footage showed six guns sighted on him. He could easily have been disabled rather than killed, talking about the Finicum case. Yeah, here's the deal on the whole thing out there. This was the government using the heavy hand on a rancher, period. Okay, that's how it all started. They wanted that rancher's land, and they were going to make life miserable for him. And along the way, the rancher and the family screwed up a couple of times. And that's how this happened, but has been treated, maligned in the courts. And nobody in America should be treated like that by their government, period. And as far as what they were doing at a open you know, a facility. It'd be like going to a, you know, Teddy Roosevelt National Park and finding a picnic shelter. And you don't occupy it. You just sit in it. You just choose not to leave. And they meant no harm to anyone. Isn't that crazy? Crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway, we're out of time. How about we have some fun on a Friday? We'll do that tomorrow. Big debate tonight. Now, watch or listen to that. We'll have it on AM 1100 and AM 1090. Basketball action on K-Fire, but you can watch it on TV, too, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Much more on What's on Your Mind. God bless you.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.